Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, March 12th. All eyes are on inflation data due out this morning after the markets ended mixed but nearly flat to start the week yesterday. The Dow was the day's only winner, adding 46 points or 0.12%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both retreated slightly. The S&P 500 lost 0.11% and the NASDAQ shed 0.41%. Bill, let's get into Tuesday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps this morning. We're showing a gain of 0.04%. You know, that's positive. I mean, we were up 0.2%, so we did see a little bit of a pullback. But, you know, realistically, that shouldn't be, you know, unexpected. I mean, today we got a big report. We got a big inflation report. The CPI is coming out. It's really in focus for the markets this morning. And, you know, this February report, you know, it's likely to continue to show a gradual disinflation process in the U.S., although inflation rate remains a bit elevated. I saw last night there was an interview with JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon saying that the Fed needs to wait longer before cutting interest rates. He's thinking July. You know, Bank of America is out there raising the S&P 500 earnings estimates on the back of this latest AI wave. You know, you had earnings out from Oracle and, you know, Vail Mountain Resorts and Casey Stores last night. You know, you're looking overseas this morning and you're showing that the DAX is up 71 points or 0.41%. The FTSE is up 86 points. That's 1.13%. The CAC is up 5 points or 0.07%. In Europe, you know, the German CPI data, you know, slowed to 2.5% in February because January's numbers were 2.9. Now, in the UK, they had slower than expected wage growth, along with a small uptick in jobless rates. And that's causing traders to kind of feel that the Bank of England will be, you know, pushing interest rates lower at the next, you know, during the summer. So, you know, that's kind of positive. In Asia last night, you know, the Nikkei fell 22 points or 0.06%. You know, they got that Bank of Japan meeting coming up next week, and that's really, you know, what people are focusing on. There was a lot of profit taking going on due to that. You're looking at the Hong Kong jumped 505 points. That's 3.05%. You know, it was huge. I mean, you know, it was a huge move, and they really moved because of comments at the conclusion of that week-long two sessions meetings where the manufacturing industry was mentioned as a priority sector focus for the China economy. You know, the Chinese will be doing additional stimulus action this year. They're going to have to in order to achieve that 5% growth rate that they're looking for. There's a lot of mistrust in the numbers, but I do suspect that at the end of the year, you're going to see, you know, somewhere around 5% on the dot. You look at the Shanghai market that dropped 12 points or 0.41%. It's really, you know, described as some profit taking in the Shanghai market. And then we're looking at oil. Now, oil was up about 0.3% earlier, but it's given up those gains. It's now trading lower. You got WTI at $77.82 a barrel. You got Brent trading $82.17 a barrel. There's an OPEC report that's coming out today. It's their monthly report. And there's a lot of focus on that. We're waiting on this OPEC report to be released. And then this afternoon, you get the API stockpile estimates from last week. So that's going to be another key one that's going to be affecting oil prices. And, you know, this is what you got to be watching for. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, plenty of details in there to dive into today, including those economic events between the CPI report and those reports affecting oil. And you did mention some big name earnings came out. All eyes have been on Oracle after their earnings yesterday, up big. But give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to earnings action.
Yeah, Oracle. I mean, the report was good. It wasn't great. You know, I was, you know, a little concerned about the revenue. They did miss on revenue, but they beat. But you know, you look at Oracle, they did beat by 3 cents, you know, so that is positive. And they had a nice AI story to tell. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 12.77%. So, you know, okay, good for them. We're looking at Vail Mountain Resorts, ticker MTN, Michael, Tom, Nancy. They missed by 22 cents on lower revenue. Vail Mountain Resorts is down 4.27% this morning. Casey Stores, ticker CASY, Charlie Apple, Sam Yellow. They beat by 19 cents, but it was done on lower revenue. The stock has, you know, it's down 1.93% this morning. It's got a lot of volatility in it still. So you got to be careful with KC Stores. Upcoming, you know, what do we have coming up tomorrow morning? We have Williams Sonoma, ticker WSM, William Sam Michael. Their EPS is $5.05. Expected move is 8.27%. Then you have Dollar Tree, ticker DLTR, David, Larry, Tom, Richard. Their EPS is $2.67. Expected move is 8.60%, Emily.
And Bill, now on to the economic events of the day. We both mentioned it, highlighted it, that CPI report. Give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to the day's economic events.
Well, listen, you know, there's no Fed speak there on a blackout period, but the key report for today is obviously at 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens, when we get the latest CPI figures. You know, you look at the last month's and, you know, the last month's CPI figures did run hot due to, you know, gas prices, car insurance and housing. And as a result, this morning's report is expected to show inflation edging higher. The headline CPI is expected to have risen by 0.4%. In the month of February, you know, that's a faster clip than January 0.3%, but the, you know, the annual projected rate remains at 1%. Now you look at that, and you know, you got to realize that it's the core measurement that strips out food and energy that is often seen as a better indicator of the underlying pace of price changes. And that's forecasted to have risen 0.3% in February, which is a tick lower than the prior month. So that's kind of, you know, actually positive. So we'll have to wait and see how that report comes out, you know, when it's released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time this morning, Emily.
And when that report is released, Bill, you'll be one of the first to see it because you have Newswear, you set up alerts for reports like that CPI report and other data and information, that earnings action. You also set up alerts for things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news. You look at certain stocks grouped together like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, and all of this to get a good feel for the information you need for the trading day ahead. So Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
I'm looking at my Dow stocks this morning, showing 14 higher, a 2-1 change, the rest lower. Looking at my FANG stocks, they're all showing gains this morning. So that's kind of positive to see. You're looking at some of the news behind the moves in like Apple. Apple leaked its, you know, the iPhone 16 designs to show, guess what? An improved camera and a larger display. Okay, that's fine. But I also see that they're planning, you know, to open up a new store in Shanghai. And there's also talk about them opening up a new stores in Europe. So that could be positive for Apple. Meta Platforms, Mark Zuckerberg claims MetaQuest is better than Apple's Vision Pro headset. Okay. Tesla, ticker TSLA, you know, there's a rumor out there that Trump asked Musk if he wanted to buy Truth Social. I don't know if that's true or not. I do see that Musk is going to be visiting their Berlin plant on Wednesday morning following that arson attack that occurred last week. Looking at Dow Jones 30 stocks, you know, Apple has begun testing an AI-powered tool for optimizing the App Store ad campaigns, which is similar to Google's Performance Max and Meta's Advantage Plus. 3M, you know, you're looking at shares of 3M this morning, they are trading higher. You know, the 3M stock's really been in, you know, beaten down. And when you get it, they just appointed a new CEO who's going to be taking over the reins on May 1st, a gentleman by the name of William Brown. And when a stock is trading at or near the 52-week low and they do change CEOs, that's typically a boom for the stock price. You typically see those stock prices gain, you know, 1.5 to 2% in the you know, when the market opens. But right now I'm looking at the stock up 4%. I don't know how much higher it could go, but that is positive news story for 3M. Boeing, shares of Boeing, they're gonna, you know, Alaska Air said that they're going to be resuming air flights of Boeing aircrafts. That's positive for Boeing. Yeah, shares of Boeing are down 1.5% this morning. Merger news, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp and ticker NWSA, they said the BI in a joint venture with Telegraph's bid with rivals. I don't know if this would get approval. That would be a hard one for them to approve. Advanced Auto Parts, ticker AAP, Apple, Paul. They reached an agreement with Dan Loeb's Third Point to add three directors who are, you know, highly qualified to be in that position. You know, that's causing the stock of AAP to move higher this morning. You look at the stock, it's up 1.5%. Alcoa, ticker AA, shares are trading higher by over 1% this morning as they enter into a binding agreement to acquire Aluminum Limited for approximately $2.2 billion. In terms of guidance news, iRobot, ticker IRBT, they see Q1 adjusted EPS coming in at a negative $2 to a negative $2.13, where the street estimate was a negative $1.98. So that's weak. That's bad. Vail Mountain Resorts, ticker MTM, they cut their full year 2024 net income view to $270 million to $325 million. Street estimate was $360 million to $394 million. So that's a big drop. Delta, you know, here's some positive news on the airlines. Delta Airlines, ticker DAL, David Appleri, they see Q1 EPS 25 cents to 50 cents, street estimates at 36 cents. Yeah, that's positive. American Airlines, they see Q1 adjusted EPS at the low end of their loss of 15 cents to a loss of 35 cents. So, yeah, that's positive. You know, most stocks are trading a little lower this morning, but those numbers aren't horrible. Talking shareholders meetings going on today. Itron, that's ticker ITRI. India, Tom Richard Apple, they're having an investor's day today. It starts at 9 a.m. Toll Brothers, ticker TOL, Tom Oscar Larry, they're having a shareholders meeting today. Starts at 9 a.m. Buyback news, Casey Stores, ticker CASY, they're going to be repurchasing at least 100 million shares. They expect to purchase at least 100 million shares through this fiscal year. ADM, Apple David, Archer Daniels Midland, they announced a $2 billion stock repurchasing plan. There's more to that story. I'll get to that in a minute. Ticker BZ, the home builder, Bowie Zebra, Canzoon, they announced a new share repurchasing program of $200 million. And that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
I'm going to go with ticker PD, Paul David, pager duty. Now, the earnings are out Thursday afternoon, so it's a little bit of a jump there. EPS is 15 cents. Expected move is 14.64%. Yesterday's call volume was 968 calls versus 89 puts. That's very positive. Open interest, 16,707 calls to 5,497 puts. That's 3-1. That's positive. Major brokers, for the most part, they're mainly positive. You know, they're mixed to positive, but you know, in lieu of anything else, I mean, I do like PagerDuty. I mean, you saw that big gain in Hong Kong overnight. That could help push the stock higher today as well. And then you have that pending event, which is earnings, that could be a catalyst to keep the stock trading elevated. I just, you know, kind of want to get in, you know, around 23 and a half, maybe 23 to 23 and a half, but I don't think it'll go down to 23 yet. But, you know, if I could get it under, you know, 24. I mean, that really would be beneficial. I'm really hoping for 23.50. And so it's kind of hard to do a price target today before that CPI report, because, you know, that's a factor that's really going to, you know, move all stocks this morning when that comes out at 8:30. But I'll say, you know, around 23.50 as my price target for PagerDuty, ticker PD, Paul David, Emily.
Bill, making that call ahead of that release of the CPI report, looking at the market today, using a couple of data points to make a call there. And coming up, we will do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day to see how that one went. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
I mentioned that big buyback from ADM, Archer Daniels Midland. You know, this is a global grains merchant, and you know, they're huge. If you ever go on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade, they have a very big presence. And they came out this morning. They said that some of their employees have received subpoenas from the Department of Justice amid an ongoing investigation into their accounting practices. That's scary. U.S. District Judge on Monday said an August 26th is the start date for a hearing and the FTC's bid for an injunction to block the supermarket's buyout deal. That's between Kroger and Albertson. Amazon workers at two locations in central England are going to be taking strike actions this month. Innodata, INDO, they're going to be, they made an all-stock bid for Appian. Tesla, the EV maker's autopilot and full self-driving technology and nine other assisted driving systems marked with by major automakers received poor ratings from U.S. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety in a study. OTLK, Oscar, Tom, Larry, Kilo, Outlook Therapeutica announced the effective date for its 1-for-20 reverse split. Looks like it's going to happen effective March 14th. Polar Power, ticker POLA, announced $5.1 million in new bookings to date in Q1. Home Depot, ticker HD, announced a partnership with the NCAA. Deutsche Bank CEO's speaking at this European, not Morgan Stanley, a European conference by Morgan Stanley. They reaffirmed their 2024 and 2025 revenue targets. Kohl's, ticker KSS, in a new partnership with the owners of Baby R Us, brand. It's interesting. Authorities in Europe said they have foiled several terror plots. You know, discussions for a U.S. ban on TikTok has dragged on for years, but a new fast-track House bill is set for a vote on Wednesday appears to have caught the short video platform off guard. Ticker ACAD, Apple Charlie, Apple David, this is Arcadia. Their late stage trial for the schizophrenia treatment did not meet its main goal. Stock's fallen. Ticker GERN, Grace Edward, Richard Nancy, applied vols are spiking ahead of FDA's meeting, which is scheduled for the 14th. Ticker CTMX, Charlie Tom, Mary X-ray, Bristol Myers decided to end its collaboration with the company on its cancer treatment. That's not good for them. Walgreens U.S. pharmacy chain has settled charges by New York's attorney general that it grossly inflated prices on at least 20 infant formula products after recall by Abbott Labs. That's all I have for you this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we await that CPI report, digest all of that information, lots to be watching today. And we get into trading. Let's take a look back to yesterday's pick of the day, which was on holding ticker ONON. They did report earnings this morning. They've reported an EPS of a loss of 5 cents. The expected here was 13 cents. They reported revenue of $447.1 million. Analysts were looking for $453.23 million there. Bill, you were trading this one ahead of earnings yesterday. Was there a chance for a gain? How did your call work out?
It worked out fabulously because I was looking to get in at 33 and it opened up at 33 and then it ran past 34 all the way up to 34.38. And listen, you get a 1% gain and it's like, take it, walk away, be happy. You know, but that move from 33 to 34.38, that's more than 4%. I mean, the stock closed at 33.62. And this morning in the pre-market, I saw it trading 35 before the earnings came out. So, you know, was there an opportunity to grab 1% out of the stock? You betcha. It was there. The money was there. It was a good, the volatility was there. Yes, trading lower. Yeah, earnings didn't come through. But, you know, I wasn't playing the earnings. I was playing the volatility in the earnings. That's where the monies can be made. So, yeah, on holding, sticker 0101. Oscar Nancy was a big winner yesterday, Emily.
A chance for 1% or more there, taking it when you see it. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's pager duty pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.